1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:54, we're pleased to have with us St. Mark's Lutheran Church Pastor Kent Happel joining us. When we have him in late June, that only means one thing. It's Rodden for JC, and it's coming quick.
Kent, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for stopping in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's always a short little journey from the church to here, huh?
Yeah, not a bad walk.
Good deal. Well, Rodden for JC, Sunday afternoon. What's coming up?
We have a car show that we're raising funds for Random Acts of Kindness service mission projects throughout the community. And I'd like to invite the community to bring down their cars, come down for a good afternoon of fun and games, good food.
All right, so car show basically check-in day of then? That's how that works?
Yeah, okay. Check-in by donation.
Okay.
Anytime after 2 o'clock, we should be ready for people to register.
Okay, so the event itself, what, 3 to 6 this
three
Sunday?
3 to 6.
Okay, not only do we have the car show, but you have other activities in conjunction with this, huh?
Yeah, we have the show goes from 3 to 6. Food will be from 3 to 5:30. We have a cornhole tournament again this year. The tournament will actually start at 3:30, but you need to be registered by then.
Okay.
So anytime after 3 o'clock, you can register. It's $5 a team, and the winning team will get half of the entry fee.
All right.
So if there's only two teams, you get to play for free, basically. If there's 10 teams, you'll get $25.
Okay.
We have Hot Wheel races for all ages at 4 o'clock, cakewalks at 4:30, and then there's also a 50-50 drawing that will go until 5:30.
Boy, that's a pretty good list of stuff.
It is a good list of stuff.
Good list of stuff. Pastor, what prompted you to have a car show here at the church over the last, 2 to 3 years?
I was doing car shows at my previous church in Salina for 17 years, I think. And when I interviewed here, one of the council members asked if we would do a car show, if I came and... I'm all for car shows.
So you're a car guy, huh?
I am a car guy.
What do you have?
I've got my dad's 51 Rambler station wagon, which is his taste of cars. My taste of cars is a 69 AMX, former drag car.
Okay.
My wife's is a 55 Hudson Metropolitan. And then I just picked up a 37 Ford Humpback that I will be building a replica or my taste of one of my dad's old stock cars.
Nice.
So wow, that's a haul.
It'll be street legal.
Good deal
it
there.
Would help, yes.
And let's see, you will have food.
We will have all kinds of food. We have different people that donate at least 5 pounds of smoked meat. We have a cook-off for that.
Okay.
Three judges that'll decide which meat is their favorite. And then the people who come can have the choice of their meat for donation. There's also chips and beans. We have homemade ice cream that's being made.
Oof, nice. Nice there. Nice
I think
touch.
That's 50 cents a scoop. And Pat, I don't know if you guys know Pat Lyon or not. But
I sure do.
He stood up in church Sunday and said that the ice cream is fat boy approved. So
that's Pat, a level you will never hear anywhere else, I think.
That's truly Pat Lyon, though, right there.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Great guy. So, yeah, Rodden for a JC, St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 1508 West 12th here in Emporia, this Sunday afternoon from 3 until 6. What is this, year 3 or 4?
This is number 3.
Okay. Yeah, so, it's been you've had a couple of good years with us, haven't you?
We have. I think this year will be the hottest.
More ways than one, maybe.
Well, that's it's summer. So
it is summer.
And do that. And you mentioned, Pastor Happel, that proceeds will be directed for what?
For mission projects.
Okay.
Throughout the community. None of the money stays in the building. We spend it elsewhere into the community.
And that has been the case since year one, then, what you've done with it?
Since year one, okay. Yeah.
So you've helped out, I'm sure, many projects here in the community.
Yes, we have.
The past couple of years.
Yeah. We're just finishing up stuff with hospice.
Oh, good.
We've fed LEOs, first responders, baskets at the hospital, snack baskets. We built a ramp for someone who was stuck in the house. And, you know, so a variety of different things.
Yeah.
Pastor, I was going to ask Pastor really quickly, you know, you mentioned here about the car show. How do you see this maybe as generating kind of a non-standard way to bring people to the church, you know, for a longer period of time than just the event itself?
You know, there's always that possibility that, you know, people come onto our premises, they may see something they like and decide to try us out for worship. That's not necessarily the goal. You know, the goal is to raise money so we can do ministry, more ministry. But if somebody wants to join us, we aren't going to shut the door and say no. I mean, I'm not the normal pastor, and as they get to know me and the congregation, you know, relationships are started, and that's what counts, is the relationships.
Well, as you list here, food, fun, and fellowship.
Yeah.
St. Mark's Lutheran Church this Sunday, 3 until 6, St. Mark's third annual Rodden for JC. Kent, always good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah. Trophies, we have 7 trophies we'll be giving out there for the cars. There's 5 trophies that are people choices, so the people who come to look at the cars can vote for their favorite cars. 49 and older cars, trucks, 50 to 88 cars, trucks, 89 and newer cars and trucks. We have Survivor, and the Survivor vehicles are the older vehicles that have not been restored or rotted in any way.
Okay.
And then special interests, which includes tractors, bicycles, motorcycles, rat rods, that type of stuff. We have a pastor's choice, and then also, this year, we always have a guest judge for the meet, and also they pick out their favorite car. And this year, we had some troubles finding someone who was in town. And so, after we got everything printed, Karen Doherty, the president of Flint Hills Technical Community College, agreed to join us. So, she will also be picking out her favorite car.
Good deal.
Well, we hope it's a great day. The community invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 1508 West 12th. That's this Sunday from 3 until 6. Pastor Happel, always good to see you, and thanks for coming over here this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Pastor Ken Happel joining us here on the morning show here today. Want to let you know that tomorrow's 8 o'clock time period is going to be extremely busy because we'll have a short interview with Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stacchini talking about activities here for June and July. That'll be around 8:10. We'll have Lyon County Environmental Health Director Kina Privo joining us at 8:20 for the Newsmaker 2 spot talking about the recent discovery of the Heartland virus in southeast Kansas, but really ongoing tick activity locally and how those two connect. We'll also have Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan for his biweekly update around 8:40 to 8:45. And we do have a confirmed newsmaker for 7:20 tomorrow. Bobby Thompson will be talking about the Rock Ridge Gravel Ride and Run coming up soon in Waubunsee County, plus reviewing the recently completed Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Ride.
KVOE Live and Local, 902, 76 degrees. Good morning.
ESU Summer Theater presents Ride the Cyclone, a musical by Jacob Richmond and Brooke Maxwell. From TikTok to the Frederickson Black Box Theater, Ride the Cyclone features a thrilling score that blends rock, pop, and musical theater. Contains mature themes and adult language, Ride the Cyclone plays in the Frederickson Theater in Roosevelt Hall June 21 through 25. Visit emporia.edu/tickets for more info.
Ever wondered exactly what Bungie does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers benefiting both family and communities. They store and transport them across the world to wherever needed, milling grain and crushing oil seeds into valuable commodities and supplying businesses and individuals with products that enhance their lives. Bungie North America, proudly helping feed the world since 1818.
KBOE Live and Local. It is 9:03 and time for our Healthy Living segment being brought to you this morning by Newman Regional Health. Quality health care close to home.
Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care has expanded hours, providing more opportunities for patients to get health care when they need it. Express Care is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. You can find Express Care at the southwest corner of the hospital next to